Rocking the Lakes and Mountains, 104.9 The Hawk, rocking the world online at thehawkrocks.com. And joining me on the phone right now, I'm pretty psyched about this, too. Going to be a cool interview. Very excited to talk with Aaron Peanut Wills, the bass player from 311. Now, do you prefer Aaron or do you prefer Peanut?
I prefer Peanut in this context. You know, I might confuse you for my wife.
Fair enough. All right, you're coming with Offspring at the Bank of New Hampshire Pavilion on August 11th. Well, 8/11, but you're 3/11. Either way, it's good to go. And we're pretty excited. There are a few tickets left at the box office. You can check them out at banknhpavilion.com. And, of course, always through our website, thehawkrocks.com. Peanut, thanks for joining us today. Really appreciate it.
Of course, no worries. Thanks for talking about the show and the bands, and it sounds like a fun show. I want to go.
Have you ever been to the Bank of New Hampshire Pavilion?
I can't say for sure off the top of my head, but yeah. We've been everywhere, so I want to say yes.
I tell you, if you've been here, you'd remember it. It's one of the most friendliest venues there is. All the artists talk about it, rave about it. They've been voted on a couple different genres as the best outdoor venue to hang at for bands, so you'll have a lot of fun.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you'll have a lot of
fun.
Sounds
great.
I decided to make my job easy today, so I put it out on social media that I'd be talking to you, and I have a bunch of our listeners that have some questions for you. How's that?
Great. No worries. The audience is smart, Jen.
Yeah, plus this way I work smarter instead of harder. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, there you go. I love it.
So Billy and Guilford wants to know, when you're on tour and you have some downtime, what do you normally like to do?
I'm a movie junkie. I'll catch up on TV shows and movies a lot of times, but more and more I'm getting better at getting outside of the hotel room and, I don't know, laying by the pool and taking a walk around wherever I'm at and kind of taking in the locals, the local area. So, I don't know, and I love beer, and there's a good brewery on every block nowadays, thank goodness. So that'll get me out of the hotel, too, and I don't know, it's a great way to meet people, and I love tasting the water of where I'm at, wherever I'm at.
Well, you're coming to the Lakes region of New Hampshire, Lake Winnipesaukee, right, just smack right on the lake. So you're going to have some great views to check out. And if you're looking for some great local breweries, you want to check out Kettlehead, which is probably about a 20-minute drive from where you're at, but well worth it. Kettlehead Brew.
Oh, I love it.
All right.
I love it. Yeah, I'll travel for, like, vintage music stores and good breweries. That will definitely get me an Uber.
Then you're good to go. You're definitely good to go. So what kind of movies do you like? What's the genre?
Oh, I don't know. Like, it's something that people aren't talking about generally. I'm a dork like that. Yeah. I want to watch what other people aren't watching, what kind of catch the wave that other people are kind of ignoring, like underground stuff.
Right.
Looking out for filmmakers that are going to make a big splash someday but are still kind of honing their talents.
That's cool. Very cool.
Yeah. On the darker side, of course.
Very nice. I'm more of a B-rate comedy kind of guy, like Stripes and Blues Brothers and things like that.
Oh, man. Of course.
The oldies but the goodies. All right,
Ivan Reitman.
Vinny in Laconia wants to know if you play any other instruments besides bass, and if you don't, is there any instrument that you wish or want to play?
Well, I'm learning the piano right now. My wife bought a piano with little to no warning, and now it's in the house, so I have to play it. And it's a great segue from the last question, too, because I'm getting really into soundtracks.
Right,
and there's a piano in every soundtrack. I don't care if it's a comedy or a drama or some indie film that no one's ever going to see. So I'm trying to teach myself major and minor chords on the piano and having a lot of fun with it.
Sweet, definitely cool. Yeah, that's one instrument that I tried before, never was able to master at all. I just don't have that dexterity, I guess. Plus, I have sausage fingers, so either way. now, you're coming to Guilford, which, like I said before, the Bank of New Hampshire Pavilion has been voted numerous times as artists' favorite venues to play. Ginny in Belmont wants to know, the flip side, I guess, what's the worst venue that you've played? There has to be one that has stuck out.
Oh, man. Well, you know, it's hard to blame the venue. It might be the personalities they're involved that might make a gig bad.
All right, let's rephrase that. What's the worst what's the worst gig?
I don't it's tough. It's when everything kind of goes wrong. You know, nothing goes your way. It would have been it would have been decades ago, where you're just worn out from doing 100 shows a year, and the locals don't care at all, and the audience is non-responsive, and you'd rather be at home. Those are tough days out on the road, for sure, when you're just kind of trying to figure it all out and nobody cares.
Right.
Those are tough. But, you know, for me, every show is like a home game, no matter if we're in Guilford or we're in Seattle. It's a home gig, so we get so much support and love, and it's easy. We time things out. We're smart. We've been doing it for so long. Even what would be a tough gig before, it's easy to see kind of the bright side nowadays because, you know, people walk away smiling.
Fair enough. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Peanut, the bass player of 311, coming with Offspring to the Bank of New Hampshire Pavilion on Saturday, the 11th of August. Tickets available at banknhpavilion.com. Now, going back to venues that you've played and things like that, do you have a favorite song to perform when you're live?
No, not one in particular. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love the eclecticness that the band kind of offers as being a musician in the band. I was at a restaurant last night, and they were playing whatever, like kind of just the mildest reggae you've ever heard. And I'm like, gosh, I'm so happy we don't just play one style of music.
Gotcha.
And we don't get stuck in one kind of groove. And I know it's kind of, it makes it a little bit difficult for audiences to connect, but once you understand the language that we're kind of speaking and what we're sending out, mm-hmm. through the different influences, then we're going to be your favorite band, and you're going to come and want to see us every summer like thousands do, and which we're very thankful for.
It's kind of funny. It's almost like we plan these segues, but speaking of styles of music, you have a very distinctive slap funk bass style. Has there been any artist that has inspired you or helped you change your music or hone your craft?
It's all over the map. It's all my teachers when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. I started taking lessons when I was 11, picking up the instrument, and went to the mall and learned from these cats in Omaha, Nebraska that were just the baddest players, so great. Just a bunch of unsung heroes just slaving it out in these crappy bars playing covers, but just monsters on the instrument, you know. So I learned from locally the best, and then listened to music that was challenging all through my life, and really did fall in love with technique as far as being able to play slap and play reggae and play jazz and play funk, all without really changing the tone settings on my bass. It's really all touch.
Very cool.
And technique. So I don't know. It's always been fun. But now we're at this crazy level where Victor Wooten's been influencing bass players for the last 20 plus years, and there's these incredible young bass players out there who I'll never be able to play as good as. And I love it. I love the idea of even symbolically passing the torch and seeing the instrument go to places I'd never seen.
Very cool. Very cool. Now, you said that you started playing when you were 11, so you were probably in the atypical garage band?
Yeah.
What kind of tunes did you guys play for like cover tunes when you first started playing?
I remember playing like Love Removal Machine by The Cult.
Nice.
About a million times. What a great song. It's mm-hmm. so easy. And I remember telling the guys in the garage, I was like, if it looks like I'm like crying or, you know, I'm getting really excited, it's because I'm totally having the best time of my life. And it was like, I get the weird look from my friends, like, this is what I've been dreaming about.
That's,
you know,
awesome.
This is it.
Very cool.
Yep.
So it's all about the tunes for you then, which is very cool. Very cool. All right, one last quick song. What's that?
I like the idea of the bass players kind of serving the song.
Mm-hmm.
And then being able to step out and show off too, and show off the instrument. But mostly it's about supporting the band and being thunderous without being, I don't know, too much of a hassle.
Right. I gotcha. Now, did you ever write a song, record a song that you thought, you know, this is going to be, you know, the next greatest thing, and then it just ended up being a lot more underrated than you thought?
Yeah, we're pretty bad at picking singles.
Yeah.
Like a lot of times, even on our most successful album, it took like four singles for it to really go over, and we released at least one twice. I think we did All Mixed Up twice, since it didn't hit on the radio.
Right.
We on the Blue album, we released Don't Stay Home first, and that went over pretty well. And we released All Mixed Up, and that went over pretty well. But then we released Down, and it blew up. And we released All Mixed Up again, and then it hit on radio. So
right.
Even in our most success, it's kind of like stepping through mud to try and figure out what of us do people want to hear, and what would connect at the right time. It's totally luck for us. That's why we just concentrate on the shows and putting on a great show every night. And that's something we can control so much better than timing and whether or not radio thinks we're cool
right.
in a particular decade.
Music is kind of like an abusive relationship. I understand.
It totally is.
Speaking of great shows, Bank of New Hampshire Pavilion on the 11th of August, Saturday night, 311 with Offspring. Be sure to get your tickets, a few available at banknhpavilion.com. One last one for you here. Going to put you on the spot just a little bit. You're stuck with only five tunes on your iTunes playlist. What's your top five?
Oh, my gosh. The Mollusk by Ween from the same album. Oh, man. I've been listening to a lot of Herbie Hancock lately.
Nice.
He's got a song called, it's like Dirty Glove or something like that. I can't remember the name exactly. But if I Google it, I can find it because we don't have to remember anything anymore.
Right.
I love Tom Waits. I'm a big, huge Tom Waits fan, so maybe Gin Soaked Boy from Tom Waits off of the whatever album's gonna escape me.
Fair enough.
I'm totally on the spot. I would pick something from Band of Horses, maybe No One's Gonna Love You Like I Do from Band of Horses. Great song. Kind of reminds me of when my wife was pregnant and. In labor,
right.
Trying to play the best music, the most soothing, hey, let's have a kid music. that was great. And then I you were saying what song of ours that I really loved that didn't go over so well. We wrote a song called Bomb the Town for a movie called Titan AE,
uh-huh.
And it never made the soundtrack. They went in a whole different direction. So I would pick one of our songs too because I like to hear. Chad and the guys mix it up, and it's also fun to hear myself in
Fair
really
enough.
Nice headphones.
One of my own questions, I guess, talking about kids. How many kids?
I've got two boys, 4 and 7.
Now, after going through the whole rock and roll biz, would you steer them towards music, or do you want them to pursue something different than music?
No, of course. I mean, I don't think you can't really set someone up with a professional career in music. That's also kind of a luck thing. I mean,
right.
You can try. I mean, it's not even really something to shoot for. I don't know. It's hard to say. But where music's real power is being able to say the words that we kind of can't say ourselves. And
right.
And if you know, it's a meditation once, especially on bass for me. And I can see the same on drums, just like grooving out for hours. You'll lose yourself. And you'll find yourself, and you can let things go, and you can, like I said, find words for things that you're feeling. And it's important in these days of kind of concentrating on mental health to have something to focus your rage, your love, your fascination, and your imagination about. So I think music saved my life in a number of ways, and I think that's what it can do for young people everywhere. And just pick up an instrument. Even if you're not young anymore, you heard about Anthony Bourdain saying he wished he could play bass like Bootsy. I'm like, man, Anthony, I wish you would have picked up the bass. You know, that's all it takes is the will to do so, and give yourself a reason to stick around another day. And it can be as simple as picking up your favorite instrument and playing some stupid song to make you feel better. And that's what I do every day. And it keeps me clear-headed and focused and excited about what's coming up next because it's always a challenge and it's always like a hug too at the same time.
Very cool. Hey, thanks for joining us, Peanut. Appreciate it. Bank of New Hampshire Pavilion, Saturday, the 11th of August, 3:11 with Offspring. And but sure to get yourself some of that Kettlehead beer, okay? Whether you give me a call and I hook you up, or the venue hooks you up, or you take a ride down there, whatever the case is, man, you definitely want to try it out.
I love that. It's so cool, Frank. You know, beer people are such good people. Beer people want to share what they have. And, you know, if it's a local thing or it's just getting together, it's such a... such an awesome community. I love it. It's like a bunch of bass players hanging out.
The local craft brewery, they have definitely become a community hub, without a doubt. Yeah, really cool.
It's awesome.
I
say go America.
All right, man. Have a great show. Thanks for hanging with us. We appreciate it, and we'll see you when you get to New Hampshire.
Right on. Thanks for talking to me today. It was fun.